Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, OKN. 7:06. Happy Wednesday day to you, Justin, Mamie, Bill.
Do you think I go to Dunkin' too much?
Too much?
Yeah. Because today when I pulled up, I didn't even have to say mobile order. I just pulled up and because they got my car back.
and they handed it
to you? And I pull up to the drive-thru and they go, mobile order for Mamie. I was like, yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily too much. Now, what time do you land the spaceship there at?
It's supposed to be around 7:50. Today was closer to
7:55.
6:50? I mean, 6:50. Sorry.
7:07.
I haven't had any yet.
Are there a bunch of people at Dunkin' at 7?
This morning it was very busy, so that's why I was.
And they spotted you out of the crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more just a good relationship.
Maybe they just like me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
They get your order. They understand it.
Also, because I order the same thing every single time.
Iced original latte, 2 French vanilla sweeteners with milk. Wow.
That's it.
I was a total guess.
Yeah. That's a good guess. You just looked at it and you could guess exactly what was in it.
I just knew what was in it. Yeah. A little bit of words to help me along the way.
So today was the first day I didn't have to even start saying my name.
So you made new friends?
Yeah.
Do you know their first names?
No.
The workers? No. Do you know their last names?
No, I don't know any of their names. I need to ask. But
is it the same people when you go?
Mm-hmm.
It is consistently the same
worker. Consistently the same worker, yeah, that hands me my drink. So I should ask her name.
You should.
If I wasn't in such a rush to get here before 7:06, I would have. I'll do it next time. Tomorrow, probably. Tomorrow.
Another great principle to try, and this one's free. You can choose to do with it what you want.
Okay.
Random selfie. Always a good choice.
I should try that too.
Although at this point, you've developed a friendship, so it no longer is random.
I'm definitely her best friend.
We're not sure about the reverse of that equation right now. Is that? Yeah, I've got those
people
too.
I should learn her name, and then we can be best friends.
But you don't have to. Names are merely a cosm in the spectrum.
Should I just be like, right? Hey, girl?
Go for it.
See, me again.
It's Mames.
She knows my name.
She does, only because it's on
because
the
Because it's on the cup.
You think she knows you or the car?
I think she knows the car. She knows the car because—
When you had Rob's.
When I had Rob's and I said mobile order, and then she was like, she recognized my voice.
Mm.
And she said, Mamie. Mm-hmm.
Did you try out the whole, like, when you were picking up, hey, the person in front of me, they paid for it, right?
Yeah, no, not when you do the pre-order. You can't do that.
Because you don't have to talk into the little speaker at the, you know, you don't go to the first, like, you know, there's
You do
step
go to the first.
One.
You go to the first.
Okay.
And you say mobile order for.
Mobile order.
For Mamie.
You just shout it at him, or is there appropriate
what
etiquette?
Would you like to have?
Okay. I'd like to have a mobile order.
Yeah. My mobile order.
My mobile order.
Specifically, my mobile order. And then...
They really should have a course on this kind of stuff.
It's not that hard. You just do it once and you got it. It takes one time to learn it.
That could be Duncan's theme. Friends for life.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
It doesn't work?
No, I mean, we'll try it. Let's pitch it to him.
Okay.
We'll go this afternoon.
Ben Affleck wasn't there though, right, hanging out?
No, he was not there hanging out. Mm-mm.
Mm. You know who's hanging out with us? They're Community Singers of Lake Norman.
They are.
Have you heard this group?
I've not. Well, yes, because I went on their website last night to learn about them.
LakeNormanSings.com. They've got a show coming up. You're hearing them throughout the day, this whole week, and next week as well, you'll hear in the community calendar because they've got a show coming up. Smoking to a Motown beat.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
So May...
Where are they performing?
So Mooresville. It's going down in Mooresville. Let's let them give you the deets.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, I'll wait.
It's not an easy feat to, I would say, even organize a group of like two people to sing, right? Like Donnie and Marie. Probably was a little hard to manage after a while,
hard.
You know?
The Jackson 5.
Jackson 5. We're getting into big numbers. Community Singers of Lake Norman... They rock like 30 to 50 people.
Yeah, it's a
per show.
Big crowd. Yeah, I posted a story with the picture of them. And yeah, the picture just kept going and going.
Just more people.
There's
more
so many people in
more
there.
More people.
Yeah.
They get into even the technicals of singing where like, you know, one person's like baritone, one person. Bill, you're a choir guy. Fill me in here. What's the different types that you got? You got the lows, you got the highs.
Yeah,
right?
Just your different ranges. What is it? Soprano.
Alto.
Alto. Those
Mamie
are
knows things.
Typically going to be your ladies, although
those
I'm
are the ladies usually,
not yeah. going to say a fella can't get there. Then there's a tenor, baritone, and bass, right?
Okay.
Yep, that's all of them.
Yes.
Can you name that theme I just sung?
Halo.
Yeah.
Halo.
Did you
Good morning, Halo? Okay.
Did Rob ever play Halo?
Probably. I was not in the room when that happened.
Not present.
I'm not the right one to ask that question.
Turns into a Halo simulator in the garage.
Yeah, that's coming next, I'm sure.
Halo and Cherry Pop Darts, baby.
Bill, for you, what did you sing in choir? Which section? Baritone?
Was it baritone? Or I think it was baritone or tenor. If it was baritone, I was definitely trying to be baritone.
Is tenor mid-grade?
Tenor. I think tenor is probably what I was. First row, first chair.
Man.
Equal Impressed. To flute, third chair.
Yeah.
Right.
Much
yeah.
better than second violin, last chair. Basically behind the curtain.
Is it second violin, does that mean that there was only one other violinist?
No. So there's, in the orchestra, there's first violin and second violin. Second violin kind of plays first violin plays the melody. Second violin kind of plays the harmony parts, doesn't play the main parts.
Okay.
So second violin. So that's not the best. You're not the best.
You're also, still important.
You're still there. I'm still in the orchestra.
Physically
still important.
Present.
Yeah, you're still there.
We've got you on the list.
Yeah.
I was always second violin last chair, too. I never moved up.
Like the chair behind the curtain, like they literally were the last chair yeah. around the corner. Like
yeah.
Mames.
Yeah.
You know where you're at.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah, I usually felt that way. In choir, though, for me, I'll set aside the flute for a moment here. For choir, though, you know, I do have a choir song that still holds true in my mind from, you know, back in the day.
What is it?
Swing low, sweet chariot. Is that baritone?
That sounds like bass. That's
yeah,
low.
Yeah, you're getting down there. It ain't like. Good. But
what's not good? It's not good for your vocals to get that low?
Yes.
Okay.
But you got to find that Ralph Stanley version. That's a good song.
Ralph?
That is a good song. A good one.
Who's Ralph Stanley? He sings a version of Sweet Low.
Okay.
Or Sing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Isn't that that's an old low. Song, right?
It's a real old
oh,
song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty old. Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, going to be joining us at 8:15. Going to get a look in at what's going on in the small business community around. He's the host of Town Talk, airs every Wednesday, 4 to 5. Wendy's AI, you brought it up yesterday.
I found
a clip. It is real.
And I told you.
And unless the clip is fake, then
the clip could be AI.
The AI is telling us about the AI that's not real AI.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wendy's, they'll pull jokes on us, you know.
Mm.
You know, they did that pricing model
they
were going to do, and that wasn't true.
That they were going to raise the price of the Dave's Classic single based on AI technology.
Yeah.
But they aren't going to do that.
They're not going to do that.
Because the Wendy's in the middle of Wichita, Kansas, doesn't have the technology for AI.
No.
The one on 28 might. That's a two-story, right? Or it looks two-story. Like
I don't,
they don't have it upstairs.
I've never been inside that one.
Oh, it's nice.
Is it?
Most of the time, though, it's weird. When I go, I see people inside, but the door is locked.
I wouldn't bother asking what's going on there.
That probably happens to you a lot, huh?
You know, now that you mention it.
Stay in the drive-thru.
It's really strange.
When you pull up, they know who you are.
Well, it's like when we
don't acknowledge your name.
Like when we leave the office here, maybe it's a Bill scenario. This is what I'm going to, the Bill factor. He locks the door when we leave here, even if it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there's 20 cars out back.
You ain't coming in my building.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:18, happy Wednesday day. Middle of the week, hump day, made it. Means the streets usually get a little crazier as it moves
probably,
along.
Yeah, closer to the weekend, it gets crazy.
RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane with Jeff, too. Jeff, good morning, sir. How are things looking?
Good morning. There's no accidents to report at this time. 77 southbound out from Statesville down to Charlotte. There's some pockets of heavier traffic, but things are flowing at this time. Same way from Charlotte up to Statesville, pockets of heavy traffic some places, but things are moving. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any problems. So glad we've made it to Wednesday.
Not a bad start. We're at the time of the year, Jeff, where the sun, I believe, starts creeping up. Is it earlier? Because it felt like this morning it was brighter earlier. Am I the only one feeling that, Jeff?
It's early. My first trip down to Charlotte, I leave out of Statesville at 5 o'clock in the morning. And so when I'm in Charlotte about 5:55, you're seeing the sunrise in Charlotte. So, yeah, it is getting light earlier.
Okay. All right. No, I wasn't going crazy. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. You guys have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideICats.com. Thursday, going to Winston-Salem. Friday to Hickory if you need to make a special trip out that way. Either Winston or Hickory, Thursday and Friday. Only $1 to get picked up from your front door and then $1 to make it home. Killer deal.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Excellent, Justin.
Thank you.
Word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest tomorrow?
What?
Starts tomorrow.
Ben Daniels will be there tomorrow morning hanging out with us live from Merlefest.
Wow.
Exciting stuff. I can't believe it's actually here.
It's finally here.
I can't believe it's already April.
I'm going to miss saying
it. It's almost May.
I'm going to miss talking about it.
I'm having a personal moment right now. There's a lot going on.
Let's have some silence reflection.
No, it's fine. First, let's get through the word of the day.
I'd like that. I need some knowledge.
And it is applicable to today and our guests.
Okay.
So that's our little hint there. Today's word of the day is lilt.
Hmm.
Lilt.
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 Like lilt.
Lil T.
Lil Friday.
Lil Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lilt.
Lilt.
Lilt Friday.
L-I-L-T for those following along at home. We're dealing with a noun as well as a verb. Depends on how you use it.
I would assume you wouldn't call out any faults of our guests. So this is a positive word, I would assume?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say so.
And it's a noun?
Yes.
And a verb?
It can be arranged in verb.
Verb conjugated format.
Yep, you can do it as well. It is something and you can do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, can I have a sentence? Or we have a sentence? It's not just me in here, by the way.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and skip to my money sentence here.
Okay. Was there a non-money sentence? Okay.
As Justin sang in the shower, his voice took on a joyful lilt, filling the bathroom with cheerful melodies.
Oh, I was going to say melody, but you used that in the sentence.
Well,
it could be the definition,
though. Could be the definition.
Is that the definition?
Take a shot.
I'm saying melody.
I'll give that to you,
all
man.
Right.
I will give that to you. Yes, lilt is a spirited, and this is in the noun version, a spirited and usually cheerful song or tune.
Ooh.
Yes, if you want to hear it in the verb version, lilted, lilting, lilts. Some examples of lilt as verb. To sing.
Liltatious.
Liltatious. To sing or play in a lively, cheerful manner.
Mm. That's us every day. We're lilting every day.
Lilting. Just lilting.
Yep, every day.
Yeah.
On the morning.
So lilt. I thought right. that fit.
No, I like it. Fit. I'm going to try to use it. It's
one syllable lilty.
We'll challenge up.
That's two syllables.
Lilty. I was spelling it for you. I saw you writing.
Oh, got it. Okay. No, but I thought we were doing pronunciation. So lilty, though, is two syllables.
Lilt.
Lilty.
Yes. The word itself, one
lilt.
Syllable.
Liltatious.
Three syllables. Lilting.
Longest conjugation that adds the most syllables. Go.
Lilted.
Liltatious.
Liltatious.
Liltatious is not a conjugation. Aciousism. Aciousism.
Ing.
That one.
Liltatiousisming.
Yeah. Bill wins.
That's pretty good.
Challenge Patrick Reynolds to use that word today.
Lilt.
Yeah. In the verb form.
He hasn't sung yet, I don't think. Have we heard Patrick sing?
I have not heard him sing
that. That costs extra.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's bonus.
You should be so lucky.
Yeah, that's it. I did see a bet, Bill, a sports game that I was wondering if you did bet on. Have you done, last time you've done like a draft, are you doing DraftKings or FanDuel? Which one are you rocking these days? Which one are you liking?
I just tend to get on the DraftKings.
Is the experience okay? Like as far as the app and
it's
all
right.
Easy to use.
It's good when I'm doing good. Not so great when I'm not doing so great.
Have you ever bet on hockey?
I have not.
Okay.
I get worried about hockey.
I would question something. This game kind of clarifies for me really like the potential of hockey. Thailand and Kuwait. They didn't know either one of them
had a hockey team. Yeah. I would not have guessed. If you made me bet which two countries don't have a hockey team, those two. So.
You would say Taiwan, Thailand and Kuwait
would not have hockey teams.
Well, Thailand won. I don't know what the over-under was, but they won 57-0 in a hockey match.
That's a lot of points.
It's hockey.
You just get 1 point for each one, each goal, right?
Yeah.
It's not like football where you get multiple points.
Thailand outshot Kuwait 122 shots to one.
Mm. That's
embarrassing.
Is it missed opportunity on DraftKings?
No.
Was Thailand favorited is really where my mind goes to.
I don't know if I've ever checked out the international.
Is that available?
Hockey.
I mean, it's all sports, right? So you would assume like every sports game.
It could be. But to assume is already a dangerous start.
Do you think international hockey is a realm you want to enter in the sports betting
I do
space?
Not think so.
Okay.
Are you going to start betting on? So. Have you bet anything on sport?
No. Terrible at betting. I'm literally terrible. I am the top signal. Constantly. Constantly. If I'm betting on sports, you might as well go ahead and acknowledge the sport is going to declare bankruptcy. Like that's
sport
it.
Sport is done.
It's beyond the individual game or match.
Is it your fault that they only scored 1 point? Did you?
But see, this is a niche of like sports betting. I think I could see myself getting into because like, yeah, Thailand and Kuwait. I'm going to Google it. You know what I mean? Who's got the most experience? This is an American sport and Canadian, we'll say, okay?
Yeah.
If you're not American, Canadian, or Russian, what are you doing playing hockey?
I don't know. Kuwait's a desert. Where are they? Who decides in Kuwait they're just going to, hey, ice, hockey? Yeah, that sounds like a thing.
This may have something to do with the Olympics, right?
Yes.
Likely?
Likely, but it's the Summer Olympics coming up in July.
But they got a plan for the winter 2
Correct.
Years later.
Yeah, I'm sure like this has years, to be around the Olympics. Yeah, it just seems like such an odd sport to get into in a desert country.
And they look like they have legit gear. I mean, they don't have like handmade gear like as if like
no,
they made it in their
no,
garage.
No, they're
you know?
Yeah, they're playing a sport.
They got some CCM, you know, branding on them.
And I'm sure hockey's thing. Like trying to grow the sport like no other. So, they like it.
Do you think we ever get cricket in the United States?
That is interesting because you know, I have a...
It is interesting.
I have a... Nat's sister, her husband, is South African.
Yes, rugby. Big rugby.
Big rugby guy, but also big cricket guy.
Oh, really? Oh, cricket?
Yeah. Huge cricket
guy. Neats is into the cricketies.
Yes, yes. Mm. So he's tried to put me on a little bit. It's just interesting more than anything to see like another country with so many people like at an event and you're like, I don't
massive
know.
Amounts
right,
of people.
Right, massive amounts
no
of people.
Idea what's
and
going
I
on.
Have no idea what
is
going
on. What is cricket
on.
Similar to?
Baseball
maybe?
Yeah,
softball,
but it's definitely different. You have wicks. You got to knock over the wicks as a bowler. I think pitchers.
Oh.
Yeah, pitchers are bowlers.
You
and,
spin on the bat with your head down
no, that's
a few
not
times.
That game, no.
I'm just telling you how it works. Yeah, I'm just
I did
how
see
it
something
works.
Like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not far off here. It could be funny.
And you run from wick to wick. It's
wick to wick.
Mm.
And people make buku. They make buku bucks out there.
Because in India, too?
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
India cricket is like...
That's a British sport, I guess?
Yeah.
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 Also another sport I'd love to see more of in the U.S.? Polo.
Now, polo, those are my people right
There's
there.
There's polo that happens in the U.S.
There
right?
is.
Yeah.
But I watched some of this on TV the other weekend.
I actually have seen some polo as well.
I don't, the field must be massive.
Huge.
Because you've got horses.
Full stride.
Running around
running
at each
fast.
Other. Swinging clubs. Yeah. You
yes.
know what I mean? Launching yeah. the ball. And the horses like aren't afraid to like.
No.
You got to train those horses.
You lean in a little bit. Yeah.
We got to talk to David Royal at Nelson Royals. You know, he's a number one, top sharpshooter or pistol shooter, mounted shooting pistol shooter
that's
in like
a,
the
that's
country.
That's a sport too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely a sport. That's like cowboying. And I'm going to ask him about it because you got to train. He's got to train horses like as it relates to firing guns.
Do you
on
have
them?
A horse coat? Like, do you have a horse as a coach and then a rider coach?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does the coach stand on the sideline and horse on a horse?
That's,
and the
that's
horse is
a
shouting,
great question.
Horse is shouting out horse commands. Coach is yelling out coach commands.
It's really a team effort.
I got to get to one of these. When's the next one?
I don't know. I don't. Again, where do you play polo at?
Lake because Norman the, polo.
There's not enough square miles in Cornelius to play polo.
Just block off 77. Let's play.
You know, Henderson County has one of the largest equestrian centers in the entire country. Henderson, North Carolina.
Oh, very cool.
Henderson, North Carolina?
Henderson.
Yeah.
Henderson. Yeah, Henderson.
Mm,
like Hendersonville?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have one of the largest equestrian centers. We actually drove past on the way home from last time we were in Asheville, and it's massive. I think they could probably play polo there.
Let's go.
We should probably go.
What are you doing after the show?
I don't know. I gotta check my schedule. I don't really know. But could you handle riding a horse, swinging a club,
yes,
and
looks
being
awesome
coached all at the same time?
No.
Looks awesome.
How do you communicate to the sideline? Do they wear earpieces?
Sorry, coach. Couldn't hear you.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Wednesday day. You know, I sing quite often on
I know you do.
Your
I
turn.
I do not
your
sing.
Your turn.
On
one,
the radio.
Two, three.
No, I don't sing on the radio, which is why we have Community Singers of Lake Norman here so they can sing for me.
She just passed it off too quickly. You see, she diverted me completely.
I don't sing on the radio.
Ever?
We already know that I was last chair.
That was violin, though. That's not for your pipes.
Okay. I also had to be in the choir because my dad's a musician. So I had to be in the choir and also back row. And when your dad puts you on the back row, you know you're not good.
Well, let's welcome on the Community Singers of Lake Norman. Not the whole gaggle, though.
Not the whole gaggle. Just a few.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us today. Charles, the director of Community Singers of Lake Norman.
Yeah, and I was excited to hear Lilt this morning.
Yes.
As the word of the day. Do you know how many students get that wrong? Lilt. Thank you. Thank you for the word of the day.
You're talking about Lilt.
Somewhat similar to Wednesday, yay, or however you say Wednesday around here,
yeah,
which is lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have our own language.
Thank you for that. Yes.
How would you use, do you use Lilt whenever you're directing the choir?
I actually do. Give us a little bit of the lilt, a little bit of a smile as you sing. Yes.
Is that the most fun part of being the director of the Community Singers of Lake Norman, being able to make up music every day? Is that?
And they don't know what I'm saying. I'm just
right.
I'm just making it up. I'm just telling them words. They don't even know what that means, but they say, okay, we'll do it that way. Yeah, I'm just making it up.
I don't know if you remember, there was the lady who got in trouble for being like fake sign language,
yes,
at the press conference.
Yes.
You remember that? I feel like that would be me if you let me be a conductor, you know? I would not know what any of those motions mean, but my goodness, if the group didn't sound great.
That's exactly right. I put my hands down and they just start singing. I just go with it.
Now, Community Singers of Lake Norman, you guys have an event coming up next weekend. Tell us about this show, Smokin' to a Motown Beat.
Smokin' to a Motown Beat. This is an exciting event. I am excited to join with Amy. Amy over here. She
Amy's going to be singing soon.
Amy's
don't you worry. I got Amy
singing
in my sights over
I'm
here.
I'm passing the baton. Nah. She is a part of our production team. Herb is a wonderful member of our board of directors. And this is exciting because I get to team up with two of my very close friends, Melanie Kalkin from Mooresville High School, Lucas DeVore with Lad Space Productions, and we're going to collaborate. There's going to be about, you know, 90 people on stage from 14 to 80 some odd and cross-generational, and we're going to be singing music from Motown. So some Stevie Wonder.
Right. We're doing Stevie Wonder. We're doing all the Motown stuff. We're doing
Amy,
stuff
get up
from,
on that mic right there. Don't be afraid. This is as if you're on the stage right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Projecting.
You're on. Signed up.
Thank you.
We're doing stuff from Motown. We're doing stuff from Smokey Joe's Cafe. So all the old stuff that I guess you didn't grow up with, but your parents probably grew up
with. It's on YouTube.
It's all on YouTube.
With my mom, me in the back seat and my mom singing Supremes and
Being from this area of North Carolina, you guys all like dance to that. So things like Dirty Dancing, think all that kind of stuff. And for me, what's amazing is when I started working as an adult, I worked with a lot of young people. So this is a great opportunity, like Charles said, to work with these high school kids that are coming on and they're doing their thing for 15, 20 minutes in the show. And then we're working also again with Lad Space, and Lucas is amazing. So we're getting the opportunity to use our singers for the first time with these other two groups and really collaborate and do what we do best, which is sing, because we are a choir. We are not a show choir. We are a choir.
Don't downplay yourself like that. Don't do that to yourself.
I know y'all got some jazz hands.
We got jazz hands.
We can drink fine like nobody's business.
Sequin dresses.
We are not ever wearing those sequin dresses. You can look them up. You will find them, I can promise. But it's great to be able to utilize these kids and these younger people and have them there and be a part of our show, which is great.
That's a unique aspect of you really welcome in the community to be a part of this in different ways. Like if you're just a music lover, want to listen to great songs, but also if you are a singer, can you tell us about the model you guys have of what it takes to be a part of the group?
Oh, so this is the exciting part. So back in 2017, I kind of got a bug toward wanting. So I had started directing other community groups. And in 2017, I was just kind of like, there's got to be more to this than just standing up and singing the Requiem or singing a part of La Boheme or something like that. Let's do something else more accessible to everybody, because not everybody likes Latin or German. They want to sing. What? I know, right? So they want to sing.
Bill took German and Latin. So there you go. Bill. Literally both. So, yeah. Wow. What a combo. Yeah. I've never heard anybody drop that combo before. Like
Bill's
that.
Joining the choir now.
Hop on that microphone. So that was the point. I just called all these people and said, what do you think about if we started a chorus, we sang together, but we actually did it more family-based, more for the community, because this area is growing so much. Everybody was loving the idea. So what we did, we got together, we created a transitional board, we started a chorus, 80-some-odd people showed up, we started singing, then we said, okay, so how do we help the community? So we got involved with some other community events. We did some clothing drives, we did some laundry detergent drives for Hope Vibes in Charlotte. We did some amazing opportunities that we could get together, do some benefits for those in our community, but still sing together. And so we created this community, this family. And I always say that, right? Herb, I always tell people when they come in, you are joining a musical family. That's exactly what you're doing. We'll go through life together. Even if you don't like the songs and you say, Justin comes in and says, I don't like Motown. I don't want to sing Motown. So that's okay. We still love you, Justin. You're part of our family. And a lot of people, they want to just come and sing Christmas music. Oh. So in August, they'll come and they'll sing Christmas music. We're going to have a beautiful set of Christmas concerts in November and December. And that's just what they want to do. And I love that. I love that we give them that opportunity to put their kids to sleep, feed their families, get off the light rail. You've had a long day, and at 7 p.m., you show up at Bethel Church in Cornelius, and you sit down with your music, and you just mold into the rest of the 70 people, and you just sing. You give us a good song. You lilt with us. You just this is the coffee drinking game. Every time you hear lilt, give us a good. There you go, Mamie. There you go. Thank you.
Sorry.
A little too much.
Too much lilt.
Sorry. Yeah. A little too strong there.
Don't smile as you drink. No, but so that's what I'm really excited about. There is no audition. There is no requirement. There is a fee to come. We have started something, Herb, we call it the The Angel Fund.
Angel Fund.
We call it the Angel Fund. If you cannot afford the fee, don't worry about it. You don't even have to. You just give us a wink, and we just give you an okay sign, and you come on through.
It's completely anonymous.
Completely anonymous.
Nobody knows who's helping who or what, how that works.
Go ahead, Herb. Step on. Herb, this is the guy behind the scenes, right?
I'm just glad I finally know what lilt means. He keeps saying it during practice.
You say it enough, right? That's it.
But yeah, this is a unique group. I've never belonged to a community singing group like this. We also do other things in the community now. Right now, we are working with, and we have we do some work with Watchmen of the Streets, which is helping the homeless. And we are also going ahead. This is the first year that we are offering a high school senior a scholarship.
Oh, wow.
And we've got a process for that and a board to go ahead and determine, the people that would be receiving that.
That's phenomenal. A local student, I would imagine?
Local. It'll be,
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, again, it's really a dynamic group. I joined a couple of years ago and have just really, really enjoyed singing the Christmas music and the spring concert.
There you go. Talking about Christmas again. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Christmas music is just so special. And Charles does a great job in putting together a blend of not only the old favorites, but also some new stuff that's Ooh. Really entertaining, too. But all in all, it really is a dynamic group and reaching out to the community in many different ways.
All right, we're hanging out with community singers of Lake Norman, Smoking to a Motown Beat, the spring show happening May 5th. That's not this weekend.
Next weekend.
But the next weekend. So you do have some time. Tickets, looks like here, $15, lakenormansings.com. That's where you can get the tickets, lakenormansings.com. They'll be performing at the Mooresville Performing Arts Center. Have you performed there before?
This is our first time. This is exciting.
It is so exciting.
Okay, well, we got more to talk about. We're going to take a break, Radio Fam. On the other side, we're going to keep talking with the community singers of Lake Norman, lakenormansings.com. Tickets are $15. Smoking to a Motown Beat. A lot of Motown fans in this area.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Good Morning Fam. We're coming back.
Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Community singers of Lake Norman joining us right now
and
this
now
morning.
You're in the band.
7:48. I'm in, people. Put it down. All right. Wow. That was that's just a little taste.
That was as the kids say, lit. That was bussing right there. That was good.
That's it. That's exactly
that lilt
right.
Was lit.
I'll give you one of those. All right, hanging out with community singers of Lake Norman, lakenormansings.com. Upcoming show, Smoking to a Motown Beat, Sunday. I think it's a Sunday, right?
It
May
is.
5th.
Yes.
$15. It's going to be happening at the Mooresville Performing Arts Center in Mooresville. First time performing.
First time performing.
Okay. What do we think?
So
let me.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I've got to tell you, I went to high school in Charlotte on the other end. This is a venue that is amazing because they partnered with Mooresville, the town, I guess. Yeah. And the set, the venue is amazing. The lighting is amazing. The sound design is amazing. It's a huge theater. It's like the biggest space we have ever worked in. So sell tickets. Yay.
Woo!
But it's going to be an amazing show just because it's exciting to work in a space like this.
Right.
We're getting to actually put tables on the stage. We're getting to use our chorus to actually set a scene. So moving these other groups in and out is going to be fantastic from a production end because we can actually have, I'm excited. I'm getting goosebumps.
We're ready to go.
Yes. We actually get to have a big scaled production value to a show like this. So while we're not doing this big song and dance production that we were able to do 5 or 6 years ago, we're still able to have this full value production because we have this amazing space to work with. And Alan Sledge, who's the technical director, he has these amazing high school kids that he pays to be his tech crew, and they do everything. They're like, here, just give us the tapes you need for this. Here, just give us your light design. We'll do this. So it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. I am very, from a production end, I'm beyond excited. And so is Marie, who's not here. She's amazing. She's done this her entire life. So she's stoked.
I would imagine so. So when you're planning for this type of event, right, you identify the venue. Give us the next steps, right? I imagine with a group where you could have 10 singers or 100 singers, right? That's a factor in all of this as well. How do you coordinate all this?
So I knew from the start that this was going to be a different show than we normally put on. I try to just sit back and think, okay, so what have we not done? Everybody wants to do specific things. We want to sing maybe generational. Let's sing all 50s music. Let's sing all Broadway. Let's sing all whatever. And yeah, we could definitely have done that. That's wonderful music and beautiful music. But I just was like, okay, so what do we need right now? And I thought, well, this is an election year, right? So let's talk unity. Let's talk cultural division, let's talk bridging the gap. And really what bridged the gap in the 70s was music. It was Motown music. And that music was written in specifics to reach out, speaking of reach out and touch someone's hand, that we're singing that day as well. That music was all written to try and bridge a gap. And so I thought to myself, well, okay, so what was one of the songs that, and Elvis Presley was one of those great characters that did that. Cross race, cross division of, like, even thinking that he was too provocative, thinking so many things about Elvis. But one of the things that a lot of people don't know if they weren't alive then was that he was so spiritual. He was so connected to his faith. And so I took the song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, and I wanted to kind of build something around that theme. And so I used that song as one of our main pieces of the show. And then we kind of said, okay, so what's around that? Stevie Wonder has some wonderful melodies and wonderful songs. Isn't she lovely? We're going to show images of our daughters, of people's daughters, and even some of our young ladies in the chorus, and just kind of give homage to all of those people who are so precious to us. And that music allows us to kind of highlight. And so we're using that song to be able to do that. So that was the next step. Okay, so we have the venue, we had the space, we had everything done. So let's create a show. We knew it was going to be different, but and then after we built the show, we said, okay, so how can we collaborate? Who can we bring in? And I was so thankful that chorus we sang at the very beginning, shout out to Moorsville High School, who just finished Oklahoma. Alan Sledge is he's a rock star. And the music directors there, band, chorus, drama, they're just all phenomenal. And the kids were so great. So congratulations to all of you Moorsville High School students for pulling that off. But I knew that was the space to do something really big, something really phenomenal. So, collaborating with Moorsville High School was just a given. And then last space, that was perfect. And now we're ready to do it.
Lake Norman area is a very unique community. Mm-hmm. I don't know where all of you are from prior to being here, but it is certainly a unique place. When you guys perform, when you do multiple performances throughout the year, what is it like when you guys come in for like a one-off and then you kind of come out, right? And then you come back. You guys kind of get a little bit of best of both worlds, right? You're building a group in the community, but then at the same time, you're kind of picking and choosing what you want to do with it. What's that like and how does that mesh with the community as a whole?
So I am from here. I am born and raised from – I'm in Troutman. And so, I'm kind of
– Troutman! Ooh,
Troutman.
We love
Troutman. Yes.
Oh, he muted me.
Oh, T-Town people.
Love Troutman.
We'll give it to you anyways.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so I am from here. So I just kind of – I these are my people, and so I just I love and I am I love the fact that my wonderful family, you can even talk to them for a few minutes and realize you ain't from here, are you?
So, yeah.
So yeah, you ain't from these parts, but no, it is so cool that really I am one of the I'm one of the few that are born and raised here, and so. Yeah, I let them talk about what that feels like to build a community and why we decided to do the Community Singers of Lake Norman was that we were going to stay in this northern part, Southern Iredell. We were going to allow North Meck and then some of Denver, Lincolnton, you know, this area of people have a chorus. There are some other wonderful community choirs in this area that I don't want to take away from. They're phenomenal. And please, if you're listening to this and we're not close to you, find a community choir near you. They are out there. And if you need to find a place, then email me. My email is on that website. LakeNormanSings.com. Email us, let us know where you are, and I will connect you with the director because it'll change lives if you can find a community that you can sing with.
LakeNormanSings.com, smoke into a Motown beat. That's where you can buy the tickets. $15, May 5th, next Sunday, happening at Mooresville Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, another thing about the tickets, we have been very, very fortunate. Hickory Tavern is one of our sponsors. And for this performance in particular, seeing how our spring performance is just one show, they were very generous. And with the $15 ticket, we are giving away a $10 coupon for food.
Dinner
for each
and
person,
a show?
Yes.
For the first 1,000 people coming in.
There you go.
And they are just wonderful sponsors. We're really glad about that. But
so really, like tickets, like $5. Then you get dinner, you know, $10.
Yes,
you
know, yes. $5 ticket.
Woo-hoo. Basically, what it is.
You get dinner too, point.
And you get dinner. That's not bad.
But again, Charles, you're talking about the community and people coming in. No, I'm not from Charlotte. I've been here for many, many years, and when I moved here, I was just warmly accepted. And one of the things that I was doing was singing. And it's, as you pointed out, you get out of the car after a real, real hard day, you drag yourself into the rehearsal hall, and all of a sudden you're there with a bunch of your friends, people you care about, people you know. It's a great way to really meet people, and just singing is just something that can free up your soul. It's just a beautiful way to end the day, and I really enjoy it. Community Singers is just a great group of people, and if anybody wants to sing or even wants to try to sing, I never could sing before, come join us.
Uh-oh. Amy, are you also soprano section leader as well?
I am. In fact, I was singing alto, and somebody grabbed me from the alto section and said, "Hey, don't you still sing second soprano?" And I said, "Yes." So now I am. No, I love doing what I do. I am not from here originally either. I'm from South Florida.
Oh.
And so my mother-in-law convinced me when we had to move we all moved in together because she had been sick. Mm. And she's like, "Oh, you sing still all around the house every day." She saw this little blurb in the newspaper. She goes, "You need to go do this." I was like, "Well, okay." So I went, and then I never stopped coming back, and I'm still here. So, and I love it. It's been a great community, and it's fun because the Christmas music is so different from what we do every spring that even if you don't really like standing still and singing every Christmas, the music is great. But then you can come in the spring and do something fun, do more of a show, get more excited. And Charles is fantastic. Marla, who's our accompanist, Marla Young, is amazing. And it really is something that anyone can do. All of us, our families get involved with it. My two kids get involved. Everybody who has, you know, you drag your family in. You're like, "Oh, we need people to help do this. Oh, wait, I have somebody who can help." So it becomes this great community experience for all of us, for all of our friends, all of our families to go into, you're right, to go into all these venues, do a show at this church at Christmas, meet these new people at this church, pop back out. A couple days later, we performed at the Billy Graham Center. So you pop in there, meet those people, and make a whole new group of people as part of your audience, traveling audience. You back out there. And then you see them a few, you know, months later. It's like, oh, wait, I saw you sing over here. So it's really this neat opportunity to get to meet people wherever you go.
Absolutely.
In fact, the 27th, we'll be at Tabawak, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we'll just be there with a booth going, hey, we're community singers.
Community Singers of Lake Norman, lakenormansings.com. Buy your tickets today.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning. Okay, and 8:06. Happy Wednesday day to you. Getting a little lilting here.
Yeah.
Well, the lilt was tilt. No,
the lilt was lit. Yeah.
And I was on full tilt.
I wonder.
What about that one? That's one, right?
Yeah.
You're on it.
Okay.
I'll remember that word tomorrow.
What?
I'll probably remember that word tomorrow.
Yeah, lilt.
Lilt. Lilt. I'll remember that one.
I'll try to. Okay. Shout out to Community Singers of Lake Norman who just came through. Actually sang together.
They did.
We did sing together. Smoking to a Motown beat May 5th at the Mooresville Performing Arts Center. You can get your tickets online, lakenormansings.com. $15 for tickets. Here's the deal, though. Hickory Tavern came alongside of them and is helping sponsor. So when you buy a $15 ticket, you actually get a $10 coupon.
The first 1,000.
Excuse me. My apologies. Only the first 1,000. A $10 ticket to Outback. So you really get, for $15...
Hickory Tavern.
You get $10 to Hickory Tavern and $5 tickets to a show, if you think about it that
way. That's dinner and a show.
That's not bad
combo. On Cinco de Mayo, I bet they'll have some margaritas, too.
That's, well, you know, maybe... No, we won't do that. Yeah. Smoke into a Motown.
It's gonna be a good show.
May 5th, lakenormansings.com. Are people in North Carolina, I always get concerned if I turn on a trash TV show and there's somebody from North Carolina on there. Inevitably, it's a person from the middle of nowhere, North Carolina.
Always.
Even now, the Weather Channel is picking up this story. Yeah. And nationally, because of North Carolinians, I don't know if
I'm not going to say that these people are from North Carolina.
Oh, they're passing through. Then.
Yeah, they're just passing through because if you're from here, you know you don't do this.
All right, here's the hypothetical. You're driving along the road. You catch something out of the corner of your eye, a little woodland area, and you say, wait a second, there's some rustling happening.
Mm-hmm.
What is that over there? What is that over there in the bushes? Oh, it's baby bear cubs. Let's go touch them.
Yeah, wild bears. These are not like bears that you're supposed to take pictures with. These people pull off on the side of the road, probably on 74 somewhere in Asheville. They see these bears.
Why are you hating on 74 like that?
Huh?
Why are you hating on 74?
I'm just saying.
Grab the bears.
They're just driving through town. They don't live here. They grab the bears. The
WSIC
bear cub,
News, all the socials.
Out
WSIC
of the tree.
News app.
And then they start taking selfies with it. It is the most ridiculous thing. That mama's got to be somewhere close.
Oh, you know it.
I know that mama's close.
Run that thing back real quick, Bill. Again,
there's
WSIC
two baby
News
bears
app,
in the tree, yeah,
this.
And they're trying to grab them out of the tree. There's a longer video I saw where they actually dropped the bear.
No.
The
yeah,
second
I think she
one.
Got bit or something, yeah.
Yeah, it scratched or something, and yeah. It, like, hobbles off. So anyway, Wildlife Rescue had to come and help the bears because the mom won't take them back now that they've been handled by people.
Oh,
and
shoot,
it's a whole,
shunned.
It's a whole thing, yeah.
Are they going to end up at the zoo now? Is that how
probably,
that happens?
Probably, yeah, yeah.
I think one of them got away. Like, they weren't able to corral one of them, like, took off towards that fence line that you saw there. And then, one of them
was
a little injured.
Why do the moms not is it because, like, if we eat Cheetos or something and then touch them, like, they don't like, or is it the oil, like, from, is it, like, lotion?
I don't know why. I don't know bears. I don't know their rules. I don't know why the mom won't. But, yeah, the one that the girl dropped in the video, it's kind of, like, limps away. And so.
Do they have names yet?
No, what would you name them?
Oh, I don't know. I was just asking because you just say them. Like, I mean, they're people too. They have feelings.
They're what? Bears.
The bears?
They're bears. They have feelings.
I don't know. Bear one and bear two. I don't know their names.
I didn't know if that.
I don't know what their
It's
mom.
Been a long time. If this video's been out, you know, a few hours. I figured they'd have names by now.
Yeah, they should. They should. Yeah, so the article that I pulled up from Asheville. From
that bear's in a cage.
There. Yeah. So the wildlife officials said the cub bit one of the people before it ran away. Which, of course, it should have. These are wild animals. You don't just pick up wild animals.
But would
and try
you expect a baby bear cub to bite you?
Haven't expect any wild animal to bite me if I try to pick it up. Alligator, squirrel.
I don't even try
to pick a squirrel up when it's in the...
Oh, squirrels, they don't let you pick them up.
But I mean...
This bear was like kind of asking for it.
If there were like baby squirrels that I saw, I wouldn't do it.
Squirrels got rabies.
Would you go pick up someone else's child without asking randomly? If you were just driving down the road?
I did learn the lesson. You don't go touching a pregnant lady's belly.
Oh, no, you do not.
You don't do that.
You do not.
You don't. I mean, not me. A friend.
Okay.
It wasn't me. I didn't know. I didn't go touching some random woman's stomach. No, I didn't do that.
You do not.
Well, it's
you
like seeing a baby bear. Don't you just don't?
You just don't do it.
Yeah, you don't.
Are you
don't
comparing
go
pregnant women to baby bears?
No.
Yes, don't touch them
don't
without
touch.
Their permission.
Oh, okay.
You don't touch anybody without their permission, pregnant or not, bear or not. You don't
assume everyone's pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Don't touch me.
Okay, I did. The article says the cub was taken to a rehab facility, hopes to release it back into the wild later this year. But that's a long rehab time for poor little baby
they
bear.
They got rehab places for bears?
They got it for everything.
Dang, we got some creative entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a niche. You taking care of bears?
Yeah.
There's only going to be like a couple locations in the state.
So I've got a story for you. Push that back in time button.
Oh, let's do it.
This is a good one, too. This isn't even on the sheet. This just came to me. Speaking of baby animals without their mamas. So, you know, I lived in Rufford County for a little bit.
In Rufford?
Yeah. After my parents left the big city of Shelby.
Sure.
They moved to Hollis.
Hollis.
Rutherford County,
Rutherford.
Right on the Rutherford-Cleveland County line.
Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. My dad was a pastor of a real small church, real small, and they had Vacation Bible School.
Praise Jesus.
They would take the van out and pick people up, and this lady asked if she could take all the kids, asked my mom and dad if they could take, you know, all of her kids to Bible school. She was like, yeah, that'd be fine. No problem.
All 20.
We'll do that. Mm-hmm. It was Earl and Shirley. Mm-hmm. Those were their names.
Strong.
They both had very, very long, dark black hair. Earl and Shirley both had long, dark black hair. And mom's
like
there.
Like Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm. More like a motorcycle. They rode motorcycles.
Okay.
So Motor more like Lisa. That kind of, yeah, more of that kind of thing. And so mom's there to pick up all the kids. They're in the trailer getting all the kids. And mom said, you know when you're talking to somebody and they have like a piece of pepper or broccoli in their teeth, and you want to say something, but you don't want to hurt their feelings, but you feel like you say something.
Or a pinch of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too. Well, mom said that she saw something moving in Shirley's hair. And she's like, okay, there's something in her hair.
Squirrels.
The spirit.
She said, she's like, Shirley, I don't mean to be rude, but I think there's something in your hair. And she goes, oh, yeah. Earl was driving and hit a mama possum. And she had the babies on her back.
No.
So we had to take them.
So we've taken them and they're rooting in our hair. And she pulls her hair back and she's got three baby possums in her hair. This is a true story. I am not lying. This is a true story. Call my dad, call my sisters, and they'll verify. What? And Earl has three in his hair too.
Earl.
So Earl. It's a family affair.
Possums in their hair.
Wow.
And my mom, you know, sweet as she can be, super Southern, she's like, well,
oh,
okay.
Bless her heart. She took care of them opossums.
She took care of those baby possums and she stuck them right in her hair. So they let them root in their hair. They had a cage for them. They fed them from a bottle.
Slept upside down?
Yeah, they slept in the cage at night. But
when you say
the day,
root, you mean like they like built a nest inside their hair?
They would like... I guess whenever they're on the mama, they kind of hold on with their claws. So they were doing the same thing in their hair because they didn't have any hair. The possums didn't have any hair yet. They were that little.
I thought Shirley didn't have any hair.
No, Shirley had lots of hair.
Okay.
Earl and Shirley both had lots of hair. So anyway, mom puts the kids in the van, takes them to Bible school, and she turns around to one of the little girls and she goes, what do you think about your mama keeping possums in her hair? She goes, ain't it sweet?
Look, people care about wildlife.
She loves those animals. They love those animals.
Can you keep bears in your hair?
I wouldn't even try to, but she had possums in her hair. So
possums, okay, they only need a little cage. Bears would need a full room.
They would need a full room, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Are you going to put a possum in your hair once?
I would never.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 818. Happy Wednesday Day. Upcoming, going to tell you about a random tickle giveaway contest that's going to be happening on the Home Ad Show.
And a random tickle giveaway?
Yeah, ticket. Man, you got to get it, baby.
Ticket.
Ride iCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff. Jeff, how are things looking now?
Good morning. There's no accidents to report, but there is heavy congestion on 77. Southbound from Cornelius down to 485. There's some stop-and-go traffic there. Also, as you're entering into the city of Charlotte, from about 85 on 77 down into downtown. There's some stop-and-go traffic there. Northbound from about 485 up through the Huntersville area is heavy congestion, stop-and-go traffic. Besides that, 77 seems to be pretty good. The secondary roads in Mooresville, Statesville, I don't know of any problems, so... hope everybody enjoys the beautiful day.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate it. Glad to hear there's no accidents upcoming this weekend. Any plans? You going to Raleigh to see your grandbaby, or what you doing?
Yeah, I've got to take my my granddog, my Pomeranian Gatlin, back to my daughter. So, anyways, we'll get to see the granddaughter and enjoy the weekend there. Gonna try and get some strawberries today to take with. Take over to them.
Strawberries are delicious. I had some last night. You said you're Pomeranian. Now, have you become emotionally attached to the your daughter's dog now, Jeff? Is that what's happened to you?
We've watched the dog before. I'm a dog lover, so anyways, he's a nice little dog. My daughter has like different outfits for him: a UPS outfit, a cowboy outfit.
I like it.
It's pretty fun. We've had a good time with him.
Looking forward to the upcoming calendar, That's Jeff. Right. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. RideiCats.com. Thanks, Jeff. Drive safe.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. Thursdays heading out to Winston-Salem, Fridays to Hickory, only a dollar each way. What a killer deal. You got the Wild Man on the phone? Hey, Wild Man, you got a favorite harmonic song filled with lilt that you would like to express to the listeners? 1, 2, 3, go.
Who are you calling Wild Man?
That was you. You're Wild Bill. Wild Bill, Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, hanging out with us now on the phone. Also host of Town Talk, airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Bill Russell, what's happening in your world today?
Oh, I'm telling you what, it's a beautiful day out here after the weekend that we had in Rock Hill. I guess you saw we made national news with marble-sized hail, sometimes golf ball hail, that came blaring down out of the sky Saturday, decimated my tomato plants. So it was a rough weekend in Rock Hill, South Carolina. But I understand the Highland Games had record crowds on Saturday. So apparently up here in Lake Norman, it was beautiful on Saturday. Of course, Sunday was not very good for anybody.
Sunday was raining. But yes, Saturday, not a cloud in the sky. One of the bluest days I think I've seen thus far in the beautiful season. I did see, and that made national news, the Rock Hill with that hail. Did you collect any, Bill?
No, but I tell you what, you know, here's the thing. I had all these plants. I had about 30 plants in my car. And I said, you know, I need to take the plants out of the car because I don't want them to wilt. And I said, you know, in the rain, I know it's going to rain, so the rain will do them good. I had no idea we'd get hail. And when that stuff started coming down, and I mean, I was not going to run back down to the garden and put it back in the car. That hail was coming down hard. I started to take my phone out and record it, but I did not. Instead, I just sat and watched out the window going like, what in the heck? Because I haven't seen anything like that in a long, long, long time. But it did. It just absolutely broke the stalks off the top of these tomatoes. It was terrible.
The interesting part whenever these types of scenarios happen, like the natural weather stuff, it always leads to a conversation about insurance. And you being a business guy, Bill, and president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, you got some members that are insurance brokers. Does the hail affect your insurance? Did you make a claim at all? Did you have to make one based on the hail coming down?
Well, you know, this is all climate change, you know, and actually, Justin, I absolutely believe this is Trump's fault. I don't know how, but it's Trump's fault.
It's funny. I was going to ask you. So there's the UN climate chief came out yesterday saying there's only 2 years left of the planet, per Reuters. What are you going to do to fix that, Bill?
You know how many near-death experiences we've already survived? You know how many times the world is supposed to end just since you've been born, Justin?
I've got one on my calendar for next Tuesday.
We have continued to survive. No, honestly, it was. I didn't really have any damage. It hurt my feelings to lose 8 to 10 tomato plants. Ooh, but
that's a percentage of the harvest right there.
You probably claim that on your insurance. It hurt your feelings. Yeah, sure. Somebody will say yes to that one.
Yeah. But
emotional damage.
Go claim that with the insurance agent. My feelings have been hurt. All the money.
Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, also host of Town Talk. Bill, what you got on tap for the show today?
Oh, we got a great program. We got Jamie Lane, who is with the Lake Norman Economic Development. They're going to have that nonprofit program May 14th, where they're bringing some of the nonprofits, exposing them to the community, giving them a little bit of an opportunity to showcase what they do. And then Katie Florian is going to be talking about cybersecurity. She's with Cyprian IT and keeping your businesses safe. So we just got through talking about businesses and things of that nature. So yeah, this is keeping your computer safe from the hackers who are trying to get in.
Yeah, and of course, there was another article I saw out that China's continuing to hack and infiltrate. So great topics of conversation. Thank you for that today, Bill. You mentioned Jamie Absolutely. Lane and the Lake Norman EDC, the Economic Development. Is it Coalition Company Corporation EDC? I always forget what the C stands for.
They don't do the C anymore. It used to be Economic Development Corporation, but now they just say Lake Norman Economic Development, which I want to say C. I want to say the corporation, but they've left out that part of their name.
Okay, that's good. For
Lake Norman Economic Development.
Okay, that's good. Now that's an organization, a group that you work almost hand in glove with, probably quite frequently. What is the relationship like between the chamber and the Lake Norman ED?
No, well, we some of you may not have known, we started them in 2000. We did a strategic plan for our communities, Cornelius Davis and Huntersville. It was a land use study that the chamber, we paid about $30,000 to a group out of Raleigh to come in here and create a land use plan. And we created the blueprint for creating a economic development corporation because at that time, way back in 2000, all of the economic development for North Mecklenburg was done out of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. And we weren't getting a lot of growth up here because we didn't have the product. And so what we needed an economic development organization that could take that forward. So it was a partnership between the towns of Cornelius, Davis, and Huntersville and Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. And we formed and created Lake Norman Economic Development.
What's been the trajectory since formation? Would you say by all accounts it's been a success? What have you seen and what's your take on it?
Tremendous. I mean, I think if you said, what are the two best things that you've been involved with since you've been here since 96? One was the creation of Visit Lake Norman, which we did that too. And we're good at spinning off things. but we created Visit Lake Norman and we created Lake Norman Economic Development. And both have become tremendous economic development drivers. Travel and tourism, all the sporting and amateur sports that Visit Lake Norman brings here to the area, all the corporations that the EDC has been able to bring to the area, and not just bring new businesses on, they've helped expand businesses here. So whether it's Ingersoll, Ingersoll Land, Train, Rubbermaid, Lowe's, helping them grow their existing business. So that's another part that the EDC does. And of course, you were there last week when we welcomed SEG. So they're another great corporation here that was started here, but was able to expand. And you heard, I think they moved, what, three times in 10 years?
Six times in 10 years.
Wow.
Six times.
I couldn't believe that from the story.
That's a Huntersville business that has grown and grown and grown and now employing. I think they said 90 people now and going to be maybe as many as 200. Is that what we heard?
Yeah, because now they've got a new partnership with a couple other the different brands that they've kind of come in. But hearing the story from Dory, the president of SEG, her and her brother from Huntersville, grew up here, love the community. And what a niche business, too. SEG Systems basically making any kind of custom displays for high-end retail, kind of the end caps. Like if you go to Target, you go to Kohl's, you go to these big box places, and they've got the light-up stuff. So that kind of job and that kind of things happening here in the Lake Norman community. I'll be honest with you, Bill. If I think back 15 years ago, 10, even 10 years ago, I don't know if I ever would have thought that possible, that the Lake Norman area would have this diverse of a job sector and, you know, manufacturing. Manufacturing has continued to be on the rise here, and it's not looking like it's slowing down. Your thoughts on that and the amount of manufacturing-type work that's coming into the Lake Norman area?
Well, again, you talked about partnerships, and the Lake Norman Chamber, we have a great partnership with Lake Norman Economic Development, but they also have a great partnership with the Charlotte Regional Business Alliance, who has done a fantastic job over the years. The alliance is what used to be referred to as the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce, and they kind of morphed into a EDC on steroids, but they've done a really good job of bringing some corporations and businesses to the lake area. So, but hats off to Ryan McDaniel and his team. He's got an outstanding team down there. And to our elected officials for investing in that organization and supporting the EDC. So they could have very easily not done that 24 years ago, and we wouldn't have what we have today. So to those elected officials back in the early 2000s, they have my gratitude.
All right, Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, also host of Town Talk, the show that airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. If you miss any of Bill's live shows, well, you can catch it on demand, WSIC News app, all the social platforms, and I know Bill sends it out, too, to the membership and everybody. Bill, we appreciate you. Looking forward to the show today.
Absolutely, Justin.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 834. Happy Wednesday Day. All right, we got a flash giveaway alert.
Yes.
We're not giving away flashes. It's a flash. It's like a notice.
We're not flashing anybody either. No, this is just a short giveaway.
Prepare to be astonished.
Very short timeline. Enter this giveaway and win tickets to ZMAX Dragway.
Yep, that's right. So there is a event going on this weekend.
That's right.
It's the Four Wide Nationals happening, the NHRA Four Wide Nationals happening at the ZMAX Drag Strip starting Friday through Sunday. And we've got tickets to give away for you. So we've got a new partnership with Charlotte Motor Speedway. And so these tickets are fresh, hot off the press. We've got them, giving them away on the home ad show as well as the scoreboard. That's right. Where you have your chance. Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, also host of the scoreboard, gave away 4 tickets last night already to the Four Wide. Don't fret, don't frown. You do have chances today to win as well. And then tomorrow morning on home ad. That's Friday and Saturday is what these are for. Tickets for Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. You have to listen to those shows to win. This is a
radio exclusive
contest. So you have to listen. But we have all the details on WSIC Instagram, WSIC Facebook. You can look there. Also Patrick Reynolds Instagram, Patrick Reynolds Facebook, and Joe Berg's as well. So you can get all the details there. And all you have to do is just listen for the cue to call in. Win the ticket.
Cue to call.
That's it. I don't know what the cue to call is, though. Do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
They're going to say, call us right now.
Didn't give them a specific direction of which one to use.
There we go. So you got to listen to the whole show and listen for the cue to call. And then you call in, you win the tickets, and you'll be there Friday or Saturday.
You ever listened to a full episode of Home Ad?
I have.
That's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot.
There's a lot of people selling and buying stuff, and a lot of people celebrating.
There's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot going on here too. Don't discount what we're doing here. There's a lot going on here too.
Oh my gosh! Well, looking forward to giving these tickets away. If you love the ZMAX Drag Strip, if you love the Four Wide Nationals, the NHRA, this is your chance. Free tickets. You're gonna be able to win them. It's a 4-pack. Each giveaway is a 4-pack. So. 4 for Friday, 4 for Saturday. So the home ad show, the scoreboard. That's the show you're going to listen to if you want your chance to win these tickets. So this is a little flash giveaway.
Have a little fun this weekend. Take some friends out there.
You ever seen a drag strip race?
I've never. Ooh. I mean, what do you think? No.
That's a Shelby thing. Come on
that
now.
That is a Shelby thing, but no, I've not gone. I've not gone to a drag strip
race. I used to go to
the
drag strip in Mooresville back in the day.
Yeah.
So there was a time, I hope my mom's not listening. Man, I had to go down this story road, didn't I? Right now. So back in the day in high school, you know, when you turn 16, your world is completely different.
Right.
You got the license.
Right.
You know, you've done what you had to do. You're basically a full-blown adult at that point.
You're just free to do whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. There's no rules in the world. Mm-hmm. So I go to the drag strip with some friends on Thursday nights in Mooresville. Mm-hmm. You ever been to the drag strip in Mooresville?
I've not been.
Mm-mm. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I don't even know if the drag strip still exists. This was this would have been, gosh, 2006, 2007-ish mm-hmm. time frame. And we would go there, and they would have, like, on Thursday nights, they would have the racing, and the strip racing. And it was like you could race anything.
Oh.
And so there were people that would race lawnmowers.
Oh.
But I remember there was this big old lifted black truck. I mean, it was a monster truck. And everybody loved that truck. And every time, yeah, man! And like no matter what he raced, they loved him.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
I'd go see that race.
So it shows you the drag strip's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's intense. The thought of being basically rocket projected.
Are they just like short, fast races? Is that what the drag strip is?
Okay. Yeah. It's like you're going like a mile in 4 seconds.
Yeah. I can get down with that. Yeah. It's when they go in circles for, you know, 3, 4, 6, 8 hours. I don't know how long those races last. They're
350
long.
Laps.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait till the 600.
That's the only one I've ever been to. I made it about 8 laps.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Well, have you ever been to the Z-Max drag strip?
I have not been to the Z-Max drag strip.
Totally nice drag strip. Yeah. It is phenomenal facility.
I could get down with that.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
So one of the great events happening at Z-Max Dragway. We're going to have a lot more giveaways, too, with Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's the thing. We've got a deal going on with them. Great new partnership. We're excited about it. And so we're going to be able to give away a lot more tickets to a lot of the Charlotte events. Because, you know, they do events. It's not just the racing. They do all kinds
all
of stuff
long,
all
right?
year long.
Yeah.
We're actually going to have they have a nonprofit arm as well. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of STEM stuff, STEAM, and they try to get kids involved, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, arts. That is not how you spell STEAM. I'm just saying the
STEAM includes the arts, though.
It does.
STEM is just science,
but
technology.
That's the new thing now pretty much on all the default is STEAM.
STEAM, if
they're adding
in
the arts.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, I like it.
Shout out to Community Singers of Lake Norman.
That's right.
We like art. Shout out to my daughter who finger painted last night. You know what I mean? It's always a good time. We
all
like
good
art.
All good stuff. So. Yep. Shout out to Katie who painted a little stepping stone for the garden, too.
She did last night?
She did it over Easter. Mm. Beautiful. It looks great in the garden. My flowers are blooming now. It's like I know what I'm doing or something. Like I'm a real adult these days. All I got to do is start growing tomatoes and I've got it.
Is Chick-fil-A an adult-only location?
No. Chick-fil-A's for kids.
It is for kids.
It's for kids. Oh, well, it's for everybody. It's for everybody. But yeah, that's not an adult-only location though.
A lot of things, we talked a little bit about zoning and development with Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber, also host of Town Talk, airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5. Zoning and mapping. So a particular zoning you'll see or maybe come up every once in a while. Maybe, you know, if you've lived in a town long enough, you know where the locations are.
Yeah.
Strip clubs?
I don't think we have any of those around here, do we?
There's one in Mooresville.
There is one in Mooresville.
There's one in Mooresville.
Right.
But a strip club site's set to become a new Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Mm, he has risen indeed.
So flip the script on it. Put your clothes on. Eat you some chicken.
Jesus chicken.
That's it.
Jesus is alive.
Loving people.
I love it.
That okay?
I mean, like it.
Are people going to be confused? Like the people who maybe
just letting
went
people
out of town?
Know this is not what is I don't know what the one in Mooresville is called, scoreboard or something. No, it's not called the scoreboard. Whatever the one in Mooresville.
No, that's the name of it. The scoreboard. That's it. Joe Berg.
No, it's not.
Chippendale style. That's what it is.
It's not the one in Mooresville becoming a Chick-fil-A. Don't get too excited. This is actually Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
It's not Mooresville. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
So they're converting. You think about the regulars who have just been gone for like on a vacation for a little bit and they come back. Y'all got a new theme going on here, huh?
Yeah, chicken.
Chicken.
It's not a new theme, though. They're going to turn the old strip club into a Chick-fil-A. So good for Chick-fil-A, making positive change happen.
Well, it's a real estate play. Likely the town's booming and somebody made a real estate play.
Yeah. So when I first graduated from college, I lived in Charlotte. Can you believe it? I lived in Charlotte.
You did?
I lived in South End.
You've been to Charlotte?
I've been to Charlotte. I lived in Charlotte for about
3 years.
I lived in South End.
Wow.
But this was in 2001.
What kind of outfits did you wear? Were you super trendy? Like, did you go for all the trends?
I was just real poor. Whatever. Poor people bought clothes in the 2000s.
Hey, I still shop at Goodwill. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what my style was back then. It was whatever I could afford.
See, I mean, I just was curious if you also like trendy mindset while you were living there too.
No, because South End was not the trendy place to live when I lived there in 2001.
It was still the hood.
It was.
Yeah.
Lots of strip clubs.
Yeah.
No Chick-fil-A's. Mr. K's, which is fantastic, still there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still a Mr. K's, but the sign's still there. But yeah, it was not the trendy place to live. So I drove past several strip clubs to get to work every day.
I wonder if they'll be retaining the old staff.
Yeah. Hey guys, we're changing our model, but if you want a job, you got one.
For some, right. It's a positive move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
the bar rescue guy?
John Taffer.
Yeah, I bet he walked in there and was like, "You're making people sick. We're gonna turn this into a Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I'm gonna install a new management system.
POS.
POS system.
Oh, is that what he does?
There's been a couple episodes where it was like a, not really a, one of them I think was a actual strip club, but one, he's had several that are like questionable.
Right.
This article says this will be the first Chick-fil-A in Portland.
City limits.
City yep. limits, yeah. Good for them. They're gonna love it. They're gonna be like, where have you guys been?
Where have you been?
Where have you been all my life? It's also gonna be 5,000 square feet Chick-fil-A. That's a big one.
Do you think, what if they don't like the chicken though?
I don't know.
They will.
I mean, who doesn't? Who tries Chick-fil-A? You don't like it, though, do you?
I do like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't like it.
Justin does not like Chick-fil-A.
I thought you said you didn't like it.
I'm with Mamie on this one. I've heard this.
I'm pretty sure you said you don't like Chick-fil-A.
Nope, didn't say it.
The spicy strips changed your life, but they took them away, and now you don't like Chick-fil-A anymore.
That is something that I have a deep personal situation that I am personally dealing with. That doesn't mean I'm projecting onto everyone else for the lackluster decisions of leadership and taking away arguably the greatest thing ever to hit the Chick-fil-A menu. No, I'm not saying that. Mm. I am saying I also like it with barbecue sauce, and it's really good.
Okay. But you don't go – so you like the spicy strips, but you don't eat the regular strips with the buffalo sauce.
I will. I like their – I have learned to like their strips better than their nuggets.
Okay.
It looks like they're just going to paint the walls, too, and just leave all the stages and everything.
The poles?
Yeah.
The lighting system, the music,
especially
the sound.
The main stage. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Is that where you have to go to order is the main stage? That's where you go up and order up there?
Correct. I think you go to the DJ booth.
Yeah. Make a request. There's right. there's the jar. Right.
I knew it was a mistake.
And
to
welcome
add this
Tammy. Who got a eight count?
As I was adding this to the sheet, I said this is gonna go a weird direction.
Lawrence with the grilled chicken club.
And we got that Chick-fil-A sauce for you in the bag.
Yeah, I could see it working.
Yeah, yeah. You can take a trip out to Portland waiters. This summer.
You know what we have? I don't think we have seen. Chick-fil-A never like does the dual like partnership up with another business. You know, like how sometimes you'll see like a gas station and like Taco Bell.
They don't do that.
Or like Little Caesars.
Nah.
You can see like
they're too classy for that. They're not going to partner. They don't need to.
Close on Sundays, man.
That too.
But that doesn't mean that they can't like double up with like what's a good pair.
Does
with
make
Chick-fil-A?
Things a little more. I mean, I thought the Venue Gentlemen's Club, I thought, went hand in hand.
That'd be a good, that's a combo right there. Chicken and living in your best life.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Maybe we cold front moving through the area today. That will bring a very small rain chance. If you see the rain today, it's going to be on the lighter side, and rain chances will be over by mid-afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. Temperatures will climb into the mid-70s. We'll see some clearing this evening and overnight. Temperatures will drop into the mid-40s by the time you wake up on your Thursday morning. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the low 70s. From the WSIC Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Daniel Cruz.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:48. Happy Wednesday day to you. Is this your high school?
This is not my high school. But it is the high school in my hometown.
The high school in Mamie's hometown. Shout out to Burns High School.
Burns High School.
Oh.
Which, if you heard me tell the story about Kaiser the other day, where the town was supposed to be called Caesar,
mm-hmm.
but they turned in the form wrong. They spelled it wrong on the form, and so now it's Kaiser. That's this town right here.
Burns High School. Burns High School. Drive anything but a car to school day. Was this last week?
This is, they do this every year.
Okay.
So they've been doing this since I was in high school way back in the 90s. But they do a drive anything but a car to school day. And it's tractors, it's horses, it's lawnmowers, it's go-karts.
Side-by-sides I'm seeing here.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. And it's a real thing. People actually do it. You could also get your, I don't know, do they do Letterman jackets anymore?
They should.
If they,
I know at Burns they do.
Well,
I know here that this looks like one of them schools.
One of them Texas schools.
You could get your letter in like horse, equestrian. Yep. Yeah, you could get a letter in equestrian. You could get it in
horse skin?
In like farming. You could get it in bus driving. You could get your letter in a lot of different things.
You can get a jacket for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like for just football.
Right. It's not just sport. Like they do other things.
Cowboying's a sport.
Cowboying is one of the things you could get a letter in. So we always thought bus driving was the one that we always thought we thought was fun. Yeah.
That's a good way to get people involved in
things. Get bus drivers, right? Well, probably not now, but when I was in school at 18, you could drive a bus.
Mm-hmm. You get a commercial driver's license for that.
You could do that. They would let you do that, and you could take a bus driving course at school and drive a bus.
In high school.
In high school. I don't think they do that anymore, though.
Genius move.
Yeah, pretty smart.
Getting people ready.
A bunch of seniors driving everybody else to school.
I'll drive the bus today. Move over.
I don't think they do that anymore. But yeah, it's a real thing. Drive anything but a car to school day. It's part of Spirit Week. You know, you do Spirit Week. It's like Twin Day, Wacky Hair Day. Drive your tractor to school.
What would you drive?
I didn't go to that school.
Right, but what would you drive? I don't go to this school. What's the difference?
I don't know. I didn't have anything. I didn't even have a car in high school.
I know, but what would you? You could ride anything to work. And don't give me some magical normie thing, too, either.
Oh,
don't give
normie, me yes, ride normie to school. There you go. You said it, not me.
I'd probably ride the bears that I found in the woods on the side of the road.
The possum.
That's right. I've trained the bears and the possums to work together.
Have the baby possums, like, pull a sleigh,
yeah.
Take me to school. Yeah.
It looked like a scene out of Ice Age or something like that. Okay, the possum story you were telling earlier, too. Right. You didn't finish the whole story on that.
So I left out some of the details. My sister Tara has already texted me with the details I left out. So one is that Earl and Shirley, they wanted my mom to take all of the children to Bible school so they could have some alone time.
She said getting frisky.
They lived in a single wide trailer, so they needed some time just to themselves with the four kids that they had.
And the possums. But they kept the possums back with them?
Mom said, what are you going to do? Because, you know, like, we were talking about earlier, like the bears, the mom might not take them back. Well, this possum's mother had been hit by a car and died. Mm-hmm. And so what are you going to do if these possums can't make it? If they can't make it in the wild? She's like, oh, well, then they'll just be dinner. And that's Rutherford County for you. That's Rutherford County for you. There you go.
You ever eat possum?
I've not eaten possum. I've not eaten anything.
Any roadkill?
No, never. The closest thing I would have had is like rattlesnake. That would be the closest thing to roadkill maybe I've ever had. I've had deer, don't like it. I've had buffalo, not a
bison.
Fan. Bison.
You fan?
Yeah, it was very good. It was very good. When I was out in Denver, Colorado, went to the oldest steakhouse in Colorado.
That's an old steakhouse.
It was very old.
Did it feel old?
It was the guy's house.
It looked old. It was like an old bar. It had the very first liquor license in the state of Colorado. It was like number 0001 was the liquor license. Yeah, and who's that famous Native American?
Pocahontas?
No. It's slipping my mind now, but he used to come there. Like, that was the legend. That was, like, one of the places that he would come with his friends. And
Daniel Boone?
No, not Daniel Boone. Mm. Out in Colorado, like, way out west in Denver. But, yeah, it was great. They had bison steaks. Fantastic. That's where I had rattlesnake. I had Rocky Mountain oysters. You know what those are?
Oysters from the Rocky Mountains?
No. Mm-mm. It's bull testicles. I did. I ate them. They weren't bad. They actually tasted like fried
Who
oysters.
Who are you today? Strip clubs, Mama Shirley getting it down with possums and bull testicles.
That's what they are. Rocky Mountain oysters. They just taste like fried oysters.
Oh.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Let's ask Patrick Reynolds. Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Patrick, you ever had Rocky Mountain oysters?
No.
What, Patrick? I'm surprised.
I've never had Rocky Mountain oysters. I know what they are, but no, I've never had them.
They're not
them.
Bad.
She
not
just
bad
got either. Me. I wasn't expecting her to say that. That was a line from, like, The Office, the TV show. Like, and I thought that was a joke. But no, that's a real thing?
I'll take her word for it that they're good. And I'm just going to go with that. Mame says they're good. So, yeah, they're good. Okay, moving on.
All right, flash ticket giveaway happening for the Home Ad Show and the Scoreboard. NHRA 4-Wide Nationals happening this weekend at ZMAX Drag Strip starting on Friday through Sunday. Home Ad Show giving away and the Scoreboard Friday and Saturday tickets. Patrick, have you ever been to the 4-Wide Nationals?
Oh, yeah, sure have. It is incredible.
Give us the rundown of drag strip racing. Give us the lowdown.
Okay, the fundamentals of it is always 2x2 racing, where two cars go down for a quarter mile, or in this case, 1,000 feet. ZMAX Dragway has four lanes, so they do the traditional 2-wide in the fall, but when the NHRA Tour comes to Charlotte in the spring, they run 4-wide. So when the top fuel cars get on the line, you are looking at 40,000 horsepower, 10,000 horsepower per car on that line. It is a noise and a sound that will make an airport seem quiet. I recommend everybody, you got to do this at least once in your
horse.
Life. Go see. Now play that a lot. Play that a lot.
Horse.
I lost count, but we need like 40,000 of those. Yeah.
How fast do these cars go? These vehicles go. I don't feel like right calling them cars. They're not even, you know, they're rocket ships.
They are cars, but you're right. They're very fast. They have different classes of cars. The fastest ones will go over 300 miles an hour in 4 seconds and under 4 seconds. To give you some perspective, the top fuel cars, which I described with 10,000 horsepower, in that 1,000 feet, they outpull the space shuttle. Yes, you're going to watch that on wheels at ZMAX Dragway.
Okay, giving away tickets during the Home Ad Show. Do you guys have a cue to call? You and Joe Berg got a cue to call set up, or how are you guys going to do it? Are you just going to unleash it at some random point throughout the show? What are you doing?
Random unleashing, because that's fun. Gotta stay tuned to find out.
That is fun. And I'm just challenge you guys. You guys did challenge us yesterday that you guys have more fun than we do. So, I just brought it all today. Rocky Mountain Oysters, Possum Stories.
I don't even know who I'm sitting across from right now, Patrick. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. I brought
Thanks
it all today. So
did.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And I want to thank Earl and Shirley for so much material this morning. That
I got to thank Rutherford County, man. All our best stories came from there.
Hey, Patrick, if you had to drive anything but a car to school day, what do you whip into the parking lot?
On a possum.
Sounds
possum
good.
In a saddle.
I
I'm
like
coming
it.
To school like that.
I like it.
See, what would be unique about that is that a possum big enough that can carry you. That would definitely be something to see. That would definitely be something to see.
They feed them big at Rutherford County. So
they do.
I think a possum would be there. You know, that or a baby bear, one of the two, I guess.
Bear would
I'd ride into school. Yeah. I have a PSA for everybody.
Okay.
Today, April 24th, Christmas Eve is 8 months from today.
Stop
just
it.
Letting you know, get your shopping done. Don't let that slip by.
Nope. We're not even quick. Talking about Christmas.
Also, Merlefest starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we gave away almost 40 tickets to Merlefest.
Wow.
WSIC represent at Merlefest.
And Ben Daniels will be there tomorrow morning. All right, Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. You buying, you selling, you celebrating. How were the birthdays and anniversaries yesterday, Pat?
They were a lot of fun. We had 5 folks, which is light. The phone calls were very, very busy. But birthdays and anniversaries had about 5, which is on the lower side. But that's okay, because then everybody gets a spot on the wheel. One spin. Boom. Had a great winner. Everybody's like duking it out for those donuts and coffee and salad bar. It's great. It's people are enjoying and celebrating their birthday with us. That's wonderful to hear.
Don't you forget, you can win prizes free. If it's your birthday or anniversary, you call into the Home Ad Show. Get your name on the list. 10:45. Patrick spins that wheel. Patrick, we appreciate you. Have a great show, and congrats to whoever wins those tickets to the 4-Wide NHRA Nationals happening this weekend at the ZMAX Drag Strip in Concord, just next to Charlotte Motor Speedway. Great facility if you haven't been by there also. Top-notch. Love being able to go out there and check out the drag strip as well as the racetrack out there. Patrick, appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Have a great show.
Well, the show's almost over.
Well, have a great
rest
of the
show. No, it's okay. No, I get it. I get what you're doing there.
Sorry, we'll have a little bit more fun for.
Have a nice flight, you too, as this cab driver.
You too. Oh, I did that at the airport when I was coming back from New York. Have a great flight. I said, you too. And then I said, I'm so sorry.
You didn't end up bringing back any of the food on the plane.
I didn't bring any food back.
Did you You tried the deep dish pizza, though, when you went to Chicago.
When I went to Chicago, and I actually enjoyed it.
And then New York, you had a pizza.
I had pizza. I had Italian food. I didn't get a bagel, though. That was the one thing I didn't try.
Ooh, missed out on that one.
I don't love bagels, though.
So you're not a bagel
no,
gal?
No, I couldn't tell you a good bagel from a bad one, so I didn't get one of
New
those.
York has a Chick-fil-A now, don't they?
They have a two-story Chick-fil-A. They have a three-story Chick-fil-A. Because when Katie and I went back in 2019, last time she and I went, yeah, that's where she wanted to go. She wanted a street hot dog, she wanted the three-story Chick-fil-A, and she wanted to go to the three-story Target. So we did all
three-story Chick-fil-A sounds impressive.
It was. We also went to the two-story McDonald's in Times Square. Nearly got murdered there. So, won't be going back.
Another day.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I go to Northlake Mall.
Same. Yeah.
Same thing. You know, all these shops closing there, the retail shops.
Yeah.
Hurting a little bit. Yeah. So, all right. Thanks for listening. Community Singers of Lake Norman, they got their show upcoming, their spring show, Smoking to a Motown Beat. So, if you love Motown music, lakenormansings.com. Tickets are $15. Next Sunday, May 5th, is the performance. Now, if you buy a $15 ticket, remember, you get a $10 coupon to Hickory Taft.
That's right.
That's what you want there. That's dinner and a show. LakeNormanSings.com. Thanks to Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. Tomorrow, going to be joined by Greystone Lodge, celebrating a pretty big accomplishment for Greystone Lodge, yes. G-R-A-Y, located in Boone, North Carolina. Congratulations to our ultimate Merlefest giveaway winners. Ben Daniels going to be joining us from Merlefest tomorrow.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.